As the Gambia marks its 50th anniversary, international relations expert Ibert Ibrahim commends the country for having come this far, but thinks the country has not been fully democratized. This is due to the numerous human rights abuses reported in that country. The president of the Gambia, Yahya Jammeh, will review a parade to mark the day. ECOWAS chairman, President John Mahama, is a special guest at the anniversary parade. Pascalina Dadivo looks at the Gambia's 50-year journey.
The small West African country Gambia gained independence from colonial Britain in February 1965. After independence, Sir Dauda Jawara ruled Gambia from 1970 to 1994 when a young army officer, Yahya Jammeh, seized power in what is described as a bloodless coup. President Jawara was re-elected 5 times as president until his rule was shattered by an attempted coup in July 1981. This came as a result of allegations of corruption against leading politicians and a weakened economy. The coup happened at a time President Dauda Jawara was out of Gambia visiting London. In 1994, the Armed Forces Provisional Ruling Council, chaired by Lieutenant Yahya Jammeh, who was 29 years then, deposed the Jawara government and banned opposition political activities. The then 29-year-old Yahya Jammeh announced a transition plan to return the Gambia to democratic civilian rule. This led to the establishment of a Provisional Independent Electoral Commission in 1996 to oversee national elections. In late 2001, the Gambia underwent presidential, legislative and local elections, which foreign observers declared free, fair and transparent. President Yahya Jammeh was elected to continue the position he had already assumed during the coup. The economy of the Gambia is largely dominated by farming, fishing and tourism, and about a third of the population live below the international poverty line of $1 a day. International relations expert Ibert Ibrahim thinks the Golden Jubilee celebration is worthwhile, but states that the country cannot be said to be fully democratized. He said with a population of about 2 million, one would expect that the Gambia is better developed.
We would have a half-baked, you know, celebration on such a day because the country has not fully democratized. But on the other hand, as Africans, Ghanaians that are part of the African culture and the African system of, you know, having a longing and a nostalgia for having Africans do things the African way in terms of our culture and doing away with all the remnants of neocolonialism, you would say that we would throw our weight behind Yahya Jammeh on such an important day, apart from issues of lack of freedom of expression and human rights violations here and there.
Ibert Ibrahim also speaks on ECOWAS Chairman President Mahama's participation as special guest at the anniversary parade.
I believe so that President Mahama will not leave this anniversary without whispering one or two words that would cater to make the Gambia a better place for the people of the Gambia. So therefore, I think barring all the, you know, media bashing he has had from Western quarters, I believe that Africa should look inward if there are any leaders in the world that can give him the needed nudge and to embrace a standard practice in terms of human rights, respect for human rights and freedom of expression, an unfettered and unbridled media regime and all that.
In early 2000, relations between Ghana and Gambia strained as a result of the killing of some Ghanaians resident in Gambia, but this was resolved at an African Union summit in Libya in 2005 between late President John Evans Atta Mills and Yahya Jammeh. The two countries signed an MOU to put to rest a strained relationship and renew friendly ties following a joint UN ECOWAS report ruling out Gambia's involvement in the death. Most Gambians think the anniversary is needless since they are not free politically and economically, claiming to be living under tyranny and dictatorship.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.